Pet names are a persistent remnant of a childhood, a reminder that life is not always so serious, so formal, so complicated. They are a reminder, too, that one is not all things to all people. Jhumpa Lahiri, The Namesake. When asked his definition of identity, he stated his name, Muhammad Nemati. There's an interesting story behind your name. You do not always go by Muhammad.
It's very, very interesting, and it never goes away till I die. When I was younger, I was in my country. When I born, that time. The parents, they like to put their children's name, not just one, two names. And this is how it worked. One that at home and in daily life, you call that name. And it was, my name was Akbar. That name was on you, and you raised it. And since you start knowing around yourself and people calling your name, was Akbar. And in, you know, when you're a child, you don't know what's your real name in the birth certificate until you go to school. And even when I was in the first grade, second grade, third grade, I believe. I was putting my name, which they were calling me at home, not the one that it was on my birth certificate. When I became older and went to the upper grade, I see that I should put the right name on my test, on my the quizzes that. On my notebook.
On social media, you go by Akunimati. Why is that?
Leave your family and you go to college, then you try to stay in touch with your family, brothers and sisters. And it was problem for them to call me the name which is in my birth certificate, because it was such a strange name to them that all of a sudden the name that they used to call me, they should change it also. They should say Muhammad name, Muhammad. And they couldn't adjust that. That for themselves, and it was, I could hear in the phone, for them was difficult to say my name, we want to now mention the right name, and it was very uncomfortable for me too, that you're not talking to a stranger, it's me, it's, your brother.
Overcoming all of these obstacles, Muhammad Nemati was able to prosper in America. He now owns his own business, a flower shop on 22nd and Walnut.
It's a struggle. It was, I can write a book on this. A struggle was so many. Most of us as a foreigner that we came over here, the people that I know, really, there are a lot of people that they work in the companies also, but there is something about us that we like to work for ourselves, to be self-employed. And the challenging was so much every day with different things. It was not really easy. But we work through it day and night. We start opening store that hardly we could, both of us. It was so small, so tiny, that between the items that, you know, it was around us, there was no much room for both of us, that we were hitting, you know, we were bumping to each other constantly. It was that small. But then with the hard work that we did, we could make it, you know, to be bigger. And when we grew the business, the main challenging was to hire people outside and train them. Some, you know, they didn't want to work hard. And you got to tell them, oh, you got to do this, like, you know, work. But it was not easy.
On this journey to achieving the American dream, there have been many obstacles to overcome, many pieces of the puzzle to fill. Has America changed? Is it easier to accomplish the American dream today?
To me, people here are a lot more educated than before when it comes to that term. I shouldn't say it's like day and night, but it's a big, big change. And I think that's make it from our leaders, even when I say leaders, not just people in White House, even right here in the city that you're living, because I know Michael Nader was working so hard in these past 8 years that he was in his term. He worked so hard that people should be working together and not think of their races. And to me, him and others that they put this effort in, into this, it made a big change. It made a big change, and now it works for everybody. Because when you're living in a society, people need people.